Freak yeah, Jimmy John's.
Freak yeah, what if I just needed one sandwich delivered?
Freak yeah, we can do that.
What about 100 sandwiches?
Freak yeah, we can do that.
What about 24 sandwiches?
Freak yeah, we can do that.
67 sandwiches?
Freak yeah, we can do that.
You know, 67's a prime number.
Freak yeah, a whole number greater than one whose only factors are one in itself, I know.
Great. I'll take one Turkey Tom, please.
Freak yeah, one Turkey Tom, on the way.
Freaky fresh, freaky fast, Jimmy John's, freak yeah.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
We begin the fourth quarter at Union Tunnel Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levin's down on the field. And Doc, get your mic ready. I want to ask you what the mood is like down there, because Union, just so close all night long, seems to have caught a bit of a spark in that third quarter. Second down and two for the Redskins at their own 18-yard line. Green will be the single setback, offset to the left of Peyton Thompson as we begin. Thompson will hand to Green, goes to the right side. He's going to cut back up, and he has the first down across the 20 to the 24-yard line. Tackled in there by Josh Bailey, but that's a gain of about 7. We're going to call it first and 10 Union. They actually marked him at the 24, so we'll call it 6, first and 10.
Good job, A.J., there, just getting downfield, picking up a first down, moving the chains.
Darius Boone comes back in once again. Henry, the setback to the right side, that's the tight end. Now he flexes and shifts to the left. Boone at the single setback. Quick throw left side to Pearson. Makes the catch and tries to make one miss and cannot. He's going to be taken down behind the line of scrimmage, and that was Willie Collins with a terrific play. They're going to take him down around the 21-yard line. That'll be a loss of 3, and it's going to be second down and about 13.
Willie Collins did a good job there just coming up and making a secure tackle on his first, like we said, for his first start of the evening.
Peyton Thompson back in the shotgun once again with 3 receivers. Henry the tight end. Boone to the right. They're going to hand to Darius. He's got a little bit of room. Bounces across the 25, 26, 27-yard line. Push forward before Dontrell Mitchell got him there. But that got back about 5, and it's going to bring up a makeable 3rd down and 7. Ball at the 27-yard line. They need the 35. Quickly to the line of scrimmage is Union. He'll hand off once again to Darius Boone. He makes one miss, breaks an arm tackle, pushes forward. 34-yard line. He is very close. Dontrell Mitchell again on the tackle, and they're going to say it's a first down. And boy, number 27 broke an arm tackle in the backfield.
Yeah, did you see Braylon? Braylon Jackson was in the backfield to make the play right at the mesh point, and he just couldn't make the tackle.
So first and 10 Union, 10:45 to play in this game. Redskins trail 30-28. Thompson in the shotgun. Slaps his hands. Motion by Brock Henry, and it jumped on offsides was Mansfield. So that'll give Union 5 more. It was Matthew Montez who could not wait for the play.
He's just so eager to get in the backfield.
That'll move it from the 34 to 39. It'll be 1st down and 5. Union will once again go with the 3 receivers. Actually, Brock Henry will now flex out the tight end to the right side, so there'll be 4. Single setback is Boone to the left of Peyton Thompson, the shotgun. Thompson, straight back, has time. Peyton fires down the right side. That ball is deep. Got a man out there, and it's Pearson, and he dropped it. Oh, it hit him in the hands at the 25-yard line. He'd beaten the coverage of Kenyath Richardson, and he just dropped the ball.
Well, that was the first time we've seen that that open and that connection. That was a great throw in, almost a catch, but Pearson just let it bounce out of his hands. And, you know, Kenyatta's a big fella right in his way. Maybe a little distraction, kind of help him out a little bit.
And nobody wanted to catch it more than number 2, but
that's
he could
right.
not. 2nd down and 5 for the Redskins, now at their own 39. Still great opportunity here as they hand off to Boone. Darius breaks a tackle across the 40 to the 41. Dontrell Mitchell got him down again. The gain of a couple, but right now number 27's running like he's got a big purpose. 3rd down now and about 3. Ball to 41. Union needs their 44. Thompson in the shotgun. Tries to draw him off, cannot. Looks to the sideline for the play. 10 minutes to go in this game. Union trailing 30-28. Big 3rd down here. Now Peyton moves back. Boone shifts to the right. Now motion, and Mansfield jumps offsides. Motion by Brock Henry, and Mansfield jumped. This time it was number 42 who jumped, and that is Tylan Johnson. And that will give Union the 1st down.
Well, they took their time there. They set up the play. They moved Boone on the other side, right back to the other right side, and then set motion. So Mansfield was a little eager there again and gave enough for the first.
So once again, Union will bring in the 2nd tailback. That's going to be Green. A.J.'s going to be set just now to the right of Peyton Thompson. 1st and 10 Redskins at their own 46, trailing by 2. Green in motion. Quick throw left side to Green. Makes the catch. 45, 50. A.J., 45. Look at him run down to the 40-yard line. Ran square over Willie Collins. Collins, the linebacker, got sideways, and Willie just, A.J. put his shoulders down and just trucked it. First down. Redskins now at the 40 of Lake Ridge. Green will stay out there. Union on the near sideline, near us, going right to left. Henry in motion from right to left. Hand off to A.J. again on the left side at the 40. Pushes forward, still on his feet, 35, still going. 31-yard line. Josh Bailey brought him down, but the Redskins catch a little fire. Gain of 9, it'll be 2nd and 1.
Who's this A.J. Green guy? He's cornerback by trait. He's catching the ball out of the backfield and running like a full head of steam. Good job.
I think I might let that guy carry it every now and then. 9:14 to go in this game. Union trails by 2, but they have a 2nd and 1 at Mansfield's 31. Hand off inside to Darius Boone, and he got hit in the backfield, but he pushed forward nearly for a first down, but a late flag comes in, and that is certainly thrown where you normally see holding, unless it happened to be a face mask. Darius got hit very quickly
by Jalen.
Let's see what the official says. Eric Kering will make the call. It is a face mask. It's the 5-yard incidental face mask. And that's twice that it's just the arm tackle on Darius. Didn't quite get there. It's Josh Momo who got the call. So that'll be another first down for the Redskins. 9:05 to play. Mansfield leads 30-28. Once again, it'll be Darius Boone out there at the running back spot. Henry the tight end, flexed right. Two receivers to the right. One of those shavers. The other is Pearson.
Timeout.
And now a timeout for Mansfield as they get a little tired. We'll take a break as well. Good drive going here for the Redskins as they try to take their first lead of the night. 8:56 to go in this game. Union trails 30-28. They'll have it next on KRMG.
This is Stan Richter. Tune into our new show, Your Money for All Seasons, every Sunday at noon on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634. Or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Hear Money Talk on KRMG, Sundays at 10 a.m. with Dan Witham. Money Talk Financial Program answers all your financial questions and covers long-term health and savings plans. Money Talk with Dan Witham, every Sunday at 10 a.m. on News 102.3 KRMG.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now, available for Apple and Android.
Boone goes 26 yards for a touchdown, and the Union Redskins, with 8:47 to go in the first period, our fourth period, have their first lead of the night. Union 34, Lake Ridge 30, and Zach Jones, that was one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's when they just pulled that zone over the top. They pulled zone left, and one of the DBs, number 22, LaVon Jackson's made several tackles tonight. Wasn't enough. He tried to horse collar Boone, and he made it in the end zone.
Union's going to go for 2 once again. Now, they have the 4-point lead, so the field goal won't beat them, but they're going to try to get the touchdown lead. They have blocked a couple of extra points tonight. From the 2.5, 3-yard line, here come the Redskins. 3 receivers. Boone's going to be the setback to the right. Now he shifts of Thompson. Mansfield is ready. Peyton with the snap. Back, looks, fires corner of the end zone. Pearson has it, and it's good. Union extends their lead 36-30 over Mansfield. The Redskins finally hit that stride. We'll come back with a kickoff. 8:42 to go in this game. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
With 15 clinics in Northeast Oklahoma, Redbud Physical Therapy has been helping athletes overcome pain for 21 years. From sports injuries to spine care, getting the right physical therapist at the right time can make the difference between an active life or years of surgery, testing, and medications. Redbud's physical therapists help you recover quickly and with lasting results. Visit redbudpt.com or call 866-866-3893 to find the location closest to you and to schedule your first appointment.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-918-918. 252-0411.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
A guts drive for the Union Redskins. 13 plays, 90 yards. It took 3 minutes and 43 seconds. The touchdown run by Darius Boone of 26 yards. And Union, for the first time tonight, has a lead, 36-30. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. And Doc, down on the field, I was asking you about the mood, and I bet it's better now, huh?
Well, it was really good after that last defensive stop. Kind of put some starch in their spine, and then that one just got them over the top. I think this team's ready to win this thing.
Yeah, it's about time, huh? You know, what happened last week at that Broken Arrow, losing 33-10, you're just not used to that. And then Union could not quite hit their stride, and they have. Back to offense for Lake Ridge, and they're going to hand it off on the left side. It's going to be Jackson across the left side around the 24-yard line. Taken down by Trey Thompson. That's a gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6. 8:31 to play. 36-30 Union. Quick into the line of scrimmage again is Lake Ridge. Rogers again in the shotgun. He's ready. Fakes inside. Now he wants to go deep. Fires over the middle to Darrow, and it is caught at the 48-yard line. Darrow covered by Grant Crooms, but a really nice gain of 23 yards and a first down for Lake Ridge, and they're not going to go away with 8:16 to play.
Looks like they're wanting to throw the ball, and, you know, that's just a good timing play that you don't see an early season team making, deep downfield and right in stride.
They're going to hand off once again to Jackson on the left side. He'll go across midfield. He's going to go all the way down to around the 48-yard line. Isaiah McGuire there. That's a really good gain of 5, though. Both defenses reeling a bit here. 2nd down and 5 for the Eagles.
The Redskins here just need to tighten things up, keep it in front of them, make them run the ball like they had been doing this whole second half.
Now at Union's 48-yard line, 2nd down and 5. Straight back again is Rogers. He has all kinds of time, and now from behind, he's taken down. Isaiah McGuire circled way around the outside of the tackle. Did not think he had the speed to get there, but he did. And with 7:40 to go, trailing by 6, Mansfield will have a 3rd down and 10 now at the 48-yard line of the Redskins.
JT McCloud, JoJo Nichols, and Crooms, Grant Crooms, were in great position as DBs back there at the coverage side.
Got 4 wideouts once again for Rogers. Straight back. Now Rogers is going to run the quarterback draw. He breaks free at the 45. At the 40, Rogers has the first down. Oh, it looked like they were going to have him. Keith Dorsey brings him down after the 14-yard gain. But Rogers looked like he was dead to rights in the backfield and got away. Mason Gibbons couldn't bring him down.
Yeah, it looked like Rogers meets Rogers, and Chandler beat the Chandler beat Jacob on that one for a couple.
7:15 to go in the game. 36-30. Union leads, but here comes Lake Ridge. Now at Union's 39, first down. They'll hand off left side to Jackson. He'll push forward across the 35. Good first down gain. Jackson down to the 33-yard line. Jacob Rogers in on the tackle. That's going to be a gain of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4.
Keith Dorsey's saying they lost the ball. They're not going to let it loose, but DeJuan Jackson did get up slow on that play. He's going to take a break.
Yeah, he's going to leave the game. They will bring in the backup, Amon Carter, on this 2nd down and 4. Now at Union's 33-yard line, they need the 25. Rogers in the shotgun again with 4 receivers. Rogers straight back, looking right. All kinds of time. Now Rogers is going to run to his left, and he has some room. He's at the 30, spins inside the 28, down to around the 27-yard line. Michael Walker got him down, and that's a really good open field tackle because that cat out there in the open field, he put on a spin move that made Barry Sanders happy.
I tell you what, when they sink those hips and they get ready to spin, I just feel like, oh, just secure the tackle. They did a good job.
At Union's 27, 1st and 10 now for Lake Ridge, trailing 36-30 with 6:25 to go in this game. Back is Rogers, looking, all kinds of time again. Rogers rolls to his right. Here comes pressure by Rogers. And it's going to be taken down by Jacob Rogers behind the line of scrimmage. So Rogers tackles Rogers. That'll be a loss of about maybe 2. They'll knock it back to the 29-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and about 13 right there for Lake Ridge.
Well, that goes to show you right there. Jacob Rogers is not going to outrun Chandler Rogers in a foot race. But as Jacob gets a little faster and Chandler's breaking down here, he's outrunning to the sideline.
All right, so it's going to be 2nd down now and 12. Rogers again in the shotgun. 2 receivers out there. Jackson is back in the game. Hand off to Jackson off the left side. He'll push forward down to the 25. So he got about 3 of it, maybe 4 of it back. Michael Walker is one of the first guys up. Isaiah's up off there as well, Tomlin. And now a 3rd down and 8 for Lake Ridge. They're right at Union's 25. They need the 13, so we're going to call it 3rd. Now maybe need the 14. Maybe 13. We're going to call it 3rd and 7. The officials are going to hold this up just for a second. It's a play clock issue. They're going to put it back at 25. 5:20 and counting in this game. 36-30 Union leads. Rodgers brings him up on the 3rd and 8. Slow count. Now he has the snap. Here comes pressure. Rodgers having to run. He gets away from one. Mike is chasing him, and he's got him out of bounds at the 24-yard line. Michael Walker. The pressure, though, in the back came initially from Mason Gibbons, and it's going to bring him 4th down. They knock him out at the 24. They need the 17. 4th down and 7. 5 minutes to go in this game. Union leading 36-30. And the Eagles at Union's 24-yard line.
That was a heck of a job by Gibbons and Trey.
4 receivers for Rodgers. Jackson the setback to his left, offset. Rodgers in the shotgun. He walks forward, looks to the sideline. 13 on the play clock. You hear the Union staff get excited. Now they're going to call a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 5:05 to go. Union up by 6 and a big 4th down coming. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
It's a playoff atmosphere here at Union Tuttle Stadium in Game 2 of the season. The Redskins, 33-10 losers to Broken Arrow in Game 1, know they badly need this one against Mansfield Lake Ridge. Union leads 36-30 with 5:05 to play in this game. Lake Ridge at Union's 24 with a 4th down and 7. They need the 17 for the 1st down. 4 receivers out here for Rodgers in the shotgun. Man set to his right. In the backfield is Jackson. We're set to go. Rodgers has the snap. It's low. Picks it up. Here comes pressure. Rodgers fires middle of the field, and it is incomplete. No flag. Trying to go to Darrow. The coverage in there by Keith Dorsey, and it's Union's football.
They've thrown that a couple times tonight and hit it right where they needed it. They did that double move there by Darrow, and Darrow has been wide open several times, and that was one when it made it to count.
Well, and Rodgers, Darrow had inside position. Had he put it on the nose, he might have had that catch. I'm not sure that Rodgers being fatigued didn't have something to do with that.
I'm sure it did. Right? You don't have the legs.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Union Redskins now at their own 24-yard line. 4:59 to go in this game. Union up 36-30. Now what you need, 1st downs.
Yes.
Mansfield only has 1 timeout left. Union has 3. This Redskins offense needs to put together a little something. Peyton Thompson turns around, slaps Darius Boone in the helmet. You know what he's saying. It's your game. 3 receivers, they're going to hand off to Darius left side. He cracks forward across the 25 to the 26. Not a lot, about 2. Dwayne Ayoma on the tackle. Here's a point, though, Zach, when they start trying to get after the football, they miss a tackle and he can go.
Yeah, this is that time that we used to see at second half when last year Boone would take off and everybody else could kind of break down, and Boone just seems to keep getting stronger as the time goes on.
So they're going to give him 2. We'll move it to about the 26-yard line. We'll call it 2nd down and 8. Union's going to let the clock run down as far as they can. 14 on this play clock, 4:28 to go. Redskins up 6-0, or 36-30, pardon me. 2nd down and 8. Henry goes in motion. Quick handoff once again to Darius Boone. He goes over the left side across the 25, 26, 27, 28-yard line. Jaden Simmons brings him down. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5. 4 minutes to go in this football game. Union up by 6. Now at their own 27, really going to be more like 3rd and 6. They need more like 33.5. 3 receivers and a short slot. Henry on the right side for Thompson. Tries to draw him off sides and cannot. Now Peyton looks to the left side as they're moving from right to left. Boone sits just to his left in the shotgun. Thompson sends Henry in motion. Once again, they tried to get him to move, and they did not, so a timeout will be called by Union. Now, that worked earlier. Union will shift the running back, which you can do. Then they'll shift the tight end, which you could do, and the second shift got Mansfield all night. That time it didn't.
Didn't. They stayed put. And it looked like they were calling out what the play was. They're settling in. The defense is really set in to play the last of this game strong.
Mansfield is a little tired, too. They're going through what Union went through last week, and Broken Arrow, quite honestly, did as well, as all those guys cramped up. Mansfield's had three or four cramp up tonight. So now, if you're Union and you need about 6 yards, you're going to give it right back and just hope that you can break Darius. You're going to try to do something a little different. If you throw it and it's incomplete, you stop the clock for Mansfield. What do you do?
So they've been bringing heat inside, and as much as I'd like it, they ran it for twice and, you know, it got 2.5 yards apiece here. So you go back to the well, which you've been working with all night, which is throw it to Pearson, and let it make a move on the outside, because they're bringing heat inside, which means you've got to create space and make plays.
What I'd love to see right here is, you know, you've got Darius Houston has been crashing off the outside, is that Brock Henry just steps inside and steps past him.
Mm-hmm.
You got a tight end out there in the flat. Yep. Love to see that. So Union at their own 27-yard line. We'll have third down, and we're going to call it 7. They'll meet around the 33.5. Third, 3:37 to go in the game. 36-30. Union up. Here we go. Option play to the left side. Pitch to Boone. It goes behind him. Darius, though, picks it up. Dangerous play. And Peyton Thompson is down. Now he's up. Dangerous, dangerous play. Jaden Simmons made the tackle. Peyton's up and getting off the field, but that is not his game. And it did not work, and Union will have to kick this thing away. And you know, Zach, if it works, you're a genius. And if it doesn't, everybody goes, what'd you do that for?
And I like the play call. You know, they've got one guy to beat, and it's man on quarterback, right? So if he makes the guy commit and he gets the ball in Boone's hands, he's wide open because the guy down here is playing man. He's run off.
Now Stephon Forbes has got to hit a good punt here. Darrow is back to return this thing. Stephon back at his 11. Has the snap. This one's going to be low, but it's not going to be returnable. It's going to hit at the 45, bounces inside that. Now down to the 35 of Mansfield, and it's going to go to the 34. So here's where we are. 2:45 to go in this game. Union leading 36-30, and Mansfield's going to have the football back at their own 34-yard line. They have been very successful tonight with Chandler Rogers running the ball, and they've been fairly successful throwing it to Johnson. But they haven't thrown into it much this half. What do they do now?
They've been throwing well the second half. I think you stay in the air. Unfortunately, that's the only way to stop the clock. So, you know, they're going to have to throw some things or run that empty, right? That empty's been working for them, but have they gone to that too many times?
2:43 to go in this game. Mansfield with only one timeout. First and 10 at their own 34. Rogers in the shotgun. This time two guys back to help protect him. He's going to fake the handoff to Jackson. Now he wants to look deep. He fires it to the left side, or the right side, pardon me, but that's incomplete because he got hit.
Yep.
He went down because Isaiah McGuire got in there. Mason Gibbons did as well, and it'll be second and 10, but that stops the clock with 2:35 to go, and Union up by 6.
That's what you got to have there. Is if they're going to step back and throw, you've got to put a pressure on this
guy.
Get
your ears back.
Yep. You've got to get after him.
Now, if they do and he breaks the line of scrimmage scrambling, somebody's got to get him down. 2:35 to go. Second and 10 Mansfield at their own 34, trailing by 6. Rogers with Jackson to his right. Has the snap. Looks. Fires right side. That ball is caught by Whitley at the 38. He gets across the 40. J.T. McLeod got him right about the 41-yard line. Rogers was also there, so that's a gain of 7. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 from their own 41. They'll need the 44, does the tie to the Eagles.
So they're bringing in that little running back. I wouldn't be surprised here if they just run that dive.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Rogers going to hand off to Jackson. Jackson on the left side has the first down. He's across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Trey Thompson in on the tackle. Mason Gibbons as well. That'll move the chains. They'll move it to the 46. 2 minutes to go in this game. 36-30, Union leads. Darrell comes back into the game. He'll be on the right side. 4 receivers, 2 either way. Rogers has to be worn out. Jackson to his right. Rogers straight back. Pump fakes. Now he flings it left side. He's got a man out there, and it is incomplete. Oh, my. Keelan Johnson had that in his outside hand. Jaquan Sanders had gotten a little bit lost, but he dropped it. That stops the clock, and it's 2nd and 10.
Well, they ran a little hitch and go on the outside, which is a great route for him. And like I said, the first quarter, number 18 over there, Keelan Johnson, was the guy making the catches.
Here's where you need that you know, that Patrick Fields type, the guy
That's
who's
right.
got so experienced at safety. 2nd and 10 for Mansfield. Rogers with the snap, looking again. Again, he wants to go deep. Now he's going to have to run. Gets up to the middle, and he's going to go down right there at the 46-yard line. Yeah, he got about a half yard. McGuire with the final tackle. Gibbons in there with the pressure as well. That's a coverage sack, guys. And it's going to bring up 3rd and about 10.
I mean, when you can stand back there for 4 or 5 seconds and just kind of pick your people to throw downfield to.
Minute 20 to go. Union by 6. Third and 10 now for Mansfield at their own 46. Rogers in the shotgun, has the snap. Here comes McGuire on the pressure. He misses it. Now Rogers running to his right. He is committed to run, and he will not get anywhere. There's a flag out there, too, that'll be holding, and Rogers is down at the 49. Several people got him down. It was Whitley that held. Nichols is out there on the tackle. Gibbons out there on the tackle. McGuire and Rogers out there on the tackle. That would be about a 3-yard gain. Now the question is, if you're Kurt Frederick, do you set him back or do you turn it down and bring up 4th and 7?
I think you turn it down. I think you absolutely turn it down. You know they're probably going to want to go for it, but, you know, it's just as hard to pick up 7 as it's going to be pick up.
He's going to take the penalty, it looks like. They're going to mark it from point of foul. Nope, he's going to turn it down. All right. And I don't blame him. I think it's the right call. So the ball goes to the 49-yard line of Mansfield with 1 minute exactly to play. And Union up 36-30. Mansfield now has 4th down and almost 7. They need Union's 44 and now a timeout by Mansfield. And we're going to keep it right here.
If you're on defense right now and you're not licking your chops, this is what it all comes down to.
And you know how tired that front is for Union, especially a guy like Mike Mason Gibbons, who's 300 pounds, but he's been chasing Rogers around all night long. This is a spot where an Isaiah McGuire, a Jacob Rogers, in the past it had been Braden Spicer.
Yep.
You see a guy like that on some pressure that could get inside and make a play. Rogers is their best play, but what does he do?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think Rogers is the guy that's going to have to create and make some things happen. Here's where it goes, right? What they've hit us with and what they've punished us with early is those crossing routes deep. So you've got to keep people deep enough that you can let them catch the ball, but you don't want to, right? But you can't let them catch it deep and give up big. But don't leave the middle of the field open where they've been beating you.
That is the last timeout for Mansfield. They trail Union 36-30 with 57 seconds to go. The Redskins did not lead until their last drive when they were finally able to pull into the lead. Mansfield will have 4th down and almost 7. They're at their 49. They need to go just to Union's really 44. Not quite there. So 6.5, 6.75, if you will.
And if you're the offense here, you're puckered up. I mean, you're about as nervous as you can get. You got to pick up a big 6 or 7 yards here or it's over.
Mansfield brings them back out. The biggest receiver, that's Caldwell, 6'4", is going to come to the right. 3 receivers will go to the left. Jackson will be the setback. Rogers is the quarterback. Mansfield is moving left to right. They're on the near side hash mark of the press box. Jackson to the left of Rogers, who's standing back around his own 44. Jackson's ready. Rogers has the snap. Looks. Fires. Caught. Whitley at the 40-yard line. He has the 1st down. Taken down by Nichols, but a bit of a prevent there by Union, and it gave him that inside slant. And it's a 1st down now for Mansfield at Union's 37-yard line. 49 seconds to go. Redskins by 6. Here come the Eagles. Rogers set. Has the snap. Looks again. Rogers. He's going to fling it into the end zone way downfield, and that ball is caught but out of bounds. Oh, Darrow made the catch in front of Crooms. And a really nice catch, but there's also a flag down. And that is the line judge that threw that flag, probably meaning that either Union lined up offsides or maybe Mansfield moved at the last moment. Get the call from Eric Herring, the referee here tonight. Now they're counting numbers of people. I think there may have been too many men on the field as Jacob Rogers just skipped off.
I thought they substituted somebody from the side, and then I didn't see Trey Thompson come off.
It's a pretty uncomfortable position when you look over to the right and the guy who backs you up is standing next to you.
Just play it out. Maybe they'll miss it.
I think that's, you know what? I've been around games where that happened. University of Houston went on an 8-play drive against Tulsa in 1988 with 12 guys.
Well, that's good.
Well, it helped.
Who was in the sin bin?
But they already had they won the game 88-28, so they didn't really need the help.
Jeez.
So it is going to be an infraction, a substitution infraction against Union. By the way,
that was
David Klingler and Andre Ware's team at Houston. They didn't really need a lot of help. So that is 15, and now with 36 seconds to go in this game, Union up 36-30 is in a dangerous spot. 1st and 10 for the Mansfield Eagles. Lake Ridge now at Union's 22. Jackson again the setback. He's to the left of Rogers. Rogers the quarterback in the shotgun. Fakes. Raises up. Throws left side of the end zone, and it is knocked away. Trying to go once again to Johnson. A couple of guys out there for Union. One of those was Trey Thompson. Oh, that's Grooms.
Grooms is the guy that came over and blocked it, knocked it out of his hands again.
And also over there was Sanders, so it's going to be second down and 10. That stops the clock with 28 seconds to go. And every time Rodgers drops back, you just have to hold your breath.
He's got a lot of talent back there, doesn't he? He's a great quarterback.
This is playoff atmosphere. It really is. It's an important game for Union. Second and 10 now for Mansfield at the 22 of Union. Rodgers is back. Not much pressure. He flings to the left side in the end zone again, and that ball is incomplete. Union had three guys over there that time. Ronnie Gordon, the intended receiver. Sanders helped to swat it away.
Yeah, they feel like they can beat Jaquan Sanders. They're just going right at him, and there's help over there coming over at the right place.
20 seconds to go. Union up 36-30. Third and 10 now for Mansfield. They also have to worry now about first down. They're set on the far hash mark, left side at the 22. Rodgers in the shotgun with four receivers to either side. Here comes pressure on Rodgers. He's going to step up and go down. Elijah Tomlin from the backside at the 24-yard line. What do we say? That linebacker inside out, and Elijah Tomlin makes the play. 6 seconds to go in this game. Mansfield has to hurry on fourth and 12. Rodgers in the shotgun. Here's the final play. Rodgers back. Flings to the end zone. Incomplete. It hit Darrow square in the hands. Grant Coombs was there. He helped knock it away. And Union wins the football game. Darrow had a chance, but Grant Coombs, as he has done several times tonight, got a hand in there. And the Redskins celebrate like a state title. 36-30, Union wins. What a finish. And I don't know about you, but I thought I was going to have a stroke right
there. It doesn't get any closer than that. I thought the same thing. Absolutely amazing job. And how about Crooms coming to the plate tonight and really knocking it out of the park?
All right, so we're going to take a break, see if we can collect ourselves, and come back with our player of the game and postgame. 36-30, Union wins. They're now 1-1 on the year. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Faulty brakes, dirty headlights, worn windshield wipers or tires can all put you at risk of an accident, which is why regular maintenance on your vehicle is vital. Hi, this is